Okay, hello, welcome to the second episode of Two Cents.
Woo! Today we have official. A guest. Oh, my bad.
No, you're fine. We're official. We actually got picked up. We got chosen. So
surprisingly,
you can listen to us every week now, if you want to. So sorry if you don't want to. No pressure, but please support us.
We're also gonna make an Instagram, so look out for that.
Yeah, it'll be soon. Probably. You're probably like Monday night.
Let's not make any promises.
I'm not promising it'll be made this week, though.
Today, we have a guest with us.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself? Do you want to introduce you?
This is Bridget. You can't see her right now, but
I'm here.
Here's Bridget.
I'm Bridget.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I don't know why I was chosen to be on this, but thank you.
Yeah. Bridget's been wanting to podcast for a while.
I actually have, yes.
Good. I'm so happy that you're fulfilling your dream.
I am fulfilling quite the dream.
Yay. Watch, she becomes a famous podcaster after this.
I'll credit you guys.
Please. We were the start. 2 cents. Okay. Do we want to start off with our highs and lows of the week? I feel like I haven't seen you.
We have class together.
Yeah, but we can't talk in class.
That's true.
Sometimes
we
do.
Why not?
But
highs and lows.
Do you want to go first?
I got to think about that, but sure. Highs? Probably watching TV in bed, honestly.
Yeah, it's gotten to that point.
Lows? It's been a lot of work this week and last week before Thanksgiving break.
Makes sense. Do you have any highs and lows?
I would say a high. Probably the promise of going home next week just to my family, even though it's not really this week, it's more of a future thing. Low, the amount of work that I've had has been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Never become a senior.
We'll work on it.
Never do that. Yeah, that's probably my low.
Fun.
Good stuff.
What about you?
My low has definitely been the weather.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah,
definitely.
I'm not happy.
It was so drastic.
Today also was just so miserable.
It was Monday too.
I think my high, I'm an Elon 101 TA, and I had to ask my class this week, what happened with class sign ups? Did you feel prepared? And they all went around the room and were we were so prepared. They were telling me that they had to teach their other friends because they knew everything to do and other people didn't. Aww. And it made me feel good about myself.
That's so cute.
That must be fun.
It is. My class is all girls. So there's no boundaries type of thing. It's really fun.
How many are there in your class?
14.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
Because you can actually be close to them.
Yeah. It's really fun. I convinced them to all follow me on social media and stuff.
You're probably going to ask them to follow the podcast.
Oh,
too.
Wednesday I'm about to. Yeah.
Type it up and they're freshman or first
write
year.
A reflection on our first podcast.
If you don't do this, you get a zero. You're on 101.
That'd be so funny. Okay, do we want to do our, special questions?
Ooh.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Okay, so we're going to do a thing where we ask all of our guests 2 questions. So the first one is, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Okay, so I remember when I was maybe, in kindergarten, so, 5 or 6, this woman that, my friend's mom at the time, I'm very tall. You can't see that, but I'm very tall.
The troubles of podcasting.
I'm about 6 feet tall. So when I was younger, I was obviously starting to, be taller than everybody else in my grade and whatnot. And this one, my friend's mom, who was also a very tall woman, she told me to always wear heels and never apologize for being tall. And that has literally stuck with me.
Aww.
I like that.
From when I was 5 to now. And I always think about it because it's such a silly thing to say. But I think it really just it's the epitome of just being confident. And that's just something that's always stuck with me. Another thing, the best piece of advice I've been given, will it matter in a year? So
that's good.
I was going to say
that's
that.
Really good.
Yeah. So when thinking about just the situation that you're in, whether it's with your friends or just some stupid, I don't know, school thing.
It's true though. Cause
will it matter in a year.
In that time, it feels like the end of the world, but you're going to think back to it later and be why was I so upset about this?
Right. I think we said that a little bit last week.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to matter.
Exactly.
In 10 years.
In the grand scheme of things, will it actually matter? No. So, actually, I think I probably heard that in high school, like just like random girl drama. My mom was like, will it matter in a year? And I was like, you're probably not. Yeah. Probably won't matter.
That's so true.
Also, best cure if you're like having drama or something is watch reality TV like Housewives or something, because then it's like, shoot, like I don't have it that bad.
Right.
Yeah, honestly.
That's funny.
That's like mind numbing. My mom taught me
it
that one.
It is mind-numbing.
It really is.
Like I just said before we started, I'm rewatching all of the Kardashians, and my brain gets so numb after a while. Like, it's terrible.
It's entertaining, but then it's just kind of like, people actually are like this.
Right,
like
this is your real life.
I love it. I mean, I love watching it, but after a certain point, you're like, well.
Right. No, definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. Should we ask her next question, or are we answering too? Since it's
Why not?
Okay. Do we want to answer that one and then ask the next one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Do you want to go?
Sure. So I was going to say that it's not going to matter, but also I was going to say, like, you can't sit around and wait for something. You have to move on and, like, experience other stuff. Kind of deals with a boy, kind of deals with other stuff, too.
Can apply to anything.
Yeah.
I like that. Very helpful.
I was like, wow. Like, one of my guy friends gave me that advice. I was like, wow.
I feel like...
That's, like, really
this
good.
This is weird to say, but, like, if a guy gives you, like, advice, sometimes it's always, like, really helpful. I feel like guys don't give, at least me, advice often. So if they do, like, they thought about it.
They've, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is one, like, oh, so cute. But two, it's like normally, like, they thought it out well.
It's funny because this advice was given to me, like, literally at a formal.
Aww.
Like, sitting at a table.
Like, here? Like, recently?
Yeah.
Okay. Aww. That's so fun. Okay. I can go. I think mine is the only thing you can really control is how you react to things.
I like that.
Oh, that sounds like a famous quote.
I think it probably is.
I like it, though.
But it's just, like, one that always kind of sticks with me. Like, life's gonna knock you down type of thing. But, like, if you have a good attitude about it, then it's not as, like, world-ending.
That's true.
It, like, shows who you are.
Yeah.
You can react in a good way and be positive about
totally.
Things.
Aww.
All right.
Okay.
Next question. What's the best advice you've ever given someone?
Well, I really... I had to think about this one because I know you kind of asked me about it before, but
It's such a hard question. I've been thinking about it all day.
I think, so my sister is a year younger than me in school, and when she was a freshman in her school, she had a really hard time, like, making friends, and she was like, everybody around me, like, all the people from my high school that are here, they're all making friends, they're all, like, BFFs already, and I just remember telling her, I was like, Leslie, you have to know that those are friends out of convenience and they're not, like, true friendships yet. So you have to, like, allow yourself to make those meaningful friendships and, like, not just get stuck on, like, the friends of convenience. Because I think it's so easy, especially as, like, a first year.
Totally.
To just, like...
I tell my kids that all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the same
thing.
Sounds like
you're a proud mom.
My kids. I have 13 kids. I think you can get, like, stuck just with who you live with or, like, who you meet, I don't know, the first day of school. And that was my advice to her.
Yeah. Like, finding a safety blanket type of thing.
And then it's okay to have that, but also, like, know that those aren't always the most meaningful. Sometimes they are. But
right.
Not always the most meaningful friendships.
Definitely.
Especially here, like, when you first move in, freshman year, you move into a dorm, and the dorm becomes, like, a community, and then, like, that's who you hang out with. But, like, those most likely aren't going to be your, like, friends. I mean,
sometimes
you're probably like, yeah.
Right.
But sometimes they're not. Like, for me, it was, I had friends of convenience, I guess.
Yeah.
And then after my first semester, I was like, I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
But then,
I always went to Court Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was always over. East Sea. I think that also ties in with, like, even if you have friends, like, your entire life, that doesn't mean, like, a new friend can't be, like,
exactly.
A best friend type of thing.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? Yeah.
Of, like,
yeah.
Anytime you meet someone doesn't mean you can't be really close.
Yeah.
That's true.
Still meaningful.
Yeah.
I also told somebody, I guess kind of recently, in a difficult situation, knowing that you can't control other people, like, what can you do for yourself to make the situation better? So, like, not relying on others to, like, change for you, but, like, what can you do, like, actively?
Yeah.
To make you should be a life coach.
Yeah. I'm really being inspired over here.
Yeah.
You're so wise. Just...
Thank you. I'm not that wise, but it's just, yeah. That was the advice I gave. And I don't know if it was helpful for that person, but It sounded good to me.
So. I felt good about it.
I felt good about it. So.
You always give me good advice, too.
I hope so. What have I advised you on? A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Not going to exactly say it on air, but.
But yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Myself. What about you? You ever given me good advice?
I do have one.
Yeah, I don't have an answer yet, so keep talking.
So, I normally give myself this advice, but I have given it to other people.
Okay.
But I always say, like, expect the worst in a situation, because then if something good comes out of it, you'll be, like, super happy and, like, surprised. But if it's bad, then you'll be prepared for it.
That's good.
I'm not trying to be, like,
it's a little
sad.
Pessimistic.
A little bit pessimistic, but I know what you're
but
saying.
But, like,
saying.
I know you, so it's kind of, like, okay.
Like, not in every situation.
Right.
Right. But also, it's so true in certain situations. Like I hype myself up too much sometimes.
Yeah. Like, an example. Like, say you're, I don't know, running for Elon president.
Okay.
And then you're, like,
hold on, let me get in the mindset.
Let me just, like, get myself
I don't know.
There.
Just,
okay.
That's the first thing.
I am Jack Johnson. Continue.
So, like, say you're running, and then you're, like, oh, if I don't get it, like, it won't be the end of the world. Like, I'll be happy if the other person gets mm-hmm. it too, like, even though I want it. And then you don't get it. You'll be like, oh, I'm a little disappointed, but, mm-hmm. like, I kind of, like, felt that it was
yeah.
coming. But then if you get it, like, you'll be even more excited.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I like that. I also think I like it, but I also don't want anyone to ever feel like they can't, like, I don't know, shoot for
like
the stars.
Reach their potential like, yeah. type of thing. Yeah, yeah,
but I don't
yeah.
think that's what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Like
I think it's good in some situations.
Difficult situations.
Yeah. yeah.
It's not
like,
every day. Please
like, don't
do this every day. If you're listening to this, don't take my advice.
And kind of like don't plan your whole future around like as if you're going to get the position or whatever
yeah.
type
yeah.
of thing. Because then it's not like the end of the world when if it doesn't mm-hmm. happen.
Or if it's like
very
a boy.
True.
Too. I feel like that's a good it's a good piece of advice for like a boy.
That's totally.
True.
Like,
or
expect
like
the worst.
Or don't overhype yourself up. Maybe that, like, because that seems like a happier version of it.
Okay.
Don't overhype yourself up.
But sometimes totally overhype
yeah,
yourself
yeah, yeah.
up.
You know, I'm just gonna stop.
No, I know what
it's
you're
all
saying,
like
you're
situational,
saying.
But yeah,
yeah,
it is,
yeah.
yeah. I had one in my head. Let me think of it again.
I feel like I need.
I can't
to think
stop
of a
coughing.
Now.
I'm so sorry.
I know I'm a little sick, so if you hear
everyone
sniffling.
Is sick.
Yeah, I think the whole campus.
It's the Elon plague.
Oh, there
yeah.
we go.
Oh, okay, I remember
At least
mine.
It's not mumps, though.
That's so true. And if you are listening and you do have mumps, I'm so sorry.
I hope this cheers you up.
And yes, I do. This one's for you.
You're not alone. I mean.
You're not. There's 10 of you.
I'm not just one of you.
I wonder if they know each other.
There's probably
not,
more
Probably
than
not.
10.
They're quarantined. Maybe they have a little window.
Are they really quarantined?
I don't know. I kind of made that up.
I don't know much.
Spreading false news over here. Yeah. It's going to get better, mumps. It goes away.
That's your best
That's
advice.
That's my best
you
advice. No, I think my best advice is that there's always, like, something bigger. I don't really know how to... Okay, give me a second. Like,
I like it.
Like, there's bigger things going on in the world when you think about it. Like, yeah, okay, like, I failed a test, but then... If you think about it, kind of like what you were saying, mm-hmm. like, there's always something else. I don't know, just, like, the world. Like, there's so much going on in the world, and, like, I'm someone who really likes to just take a second and, like, look at the things around me when I'm overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people to do that, too. Just because, like, I don't know, I really like to just, like, sit on the beach if I'm stressed. Well, I don't live near a beach, but, like, when I go to the beach, I like to just, like, sit on the beach and be like, okay, like, there's literally, like, a huge ocean in front of me, and I'm sitting here... complaining that I failed a test or like that this person doesn't like me back when there's a bajillion people in the world
right
like, that could like me you know
yeah in like the grand scheme of things
right like there's
important.
So many people yeah. in this world type of thing
I like that
I also have another one to like
let's hear it
let's
bring
hear
it on
redeem myself you know when people are like okay say I'll give you an example
yeah
you know when like people in your class they're like, oh, man, I got a 90. I could have gotten 100. And, like, you got, like, a 60 on the test.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're pissed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think, like, you don't know what that person's been through, like, what they're gone, like,
yeah,
what
yeah,
their
yeah,
life
yeah.
is. Because, like, they could have been, like,
mm-hmm.
at home with super strict parents or, like,
mm-hmm.
that was their, like, happiness. Like, they love school. That's not me, but
that's not me.
No, but that's true. That's true.
And that could be like their
yeah.
sport or their like achievement.
Like you never know what somebody else is dealing with.
Yeah,
kind of.
Totally. Like behind closed doors type
yeah.
stuff.
Because
like
I've
that.
Definitely told my friend that because she's like, oh, I don't get how this girl could be so annoying and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I mean, she doesn't get your point and you don't get her point. So, right. Like, you never know.
Yeah. I feel like it's important to, like, and I feel like you do this, like, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes to, like, fully look at the situation in, like, a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like you're good at that.
It's, like, hard to do.
It's hard to do that.
For sure.
I can't do it all the time, but, like.
No, definitely. Yeah. I think it's important to do it, though, when you can.
Yeah, for sure. Just because, like, not that you don't offend anyone, but, like, you really have, like, sometimes you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Or if somebody's just being
nice.
Petty, like,
just be nice, yeah.
I hate pettiness.
I just, agree.
Yeah. I mean, I think that everyone's, like, probably been petty in their lives.
Oh,
but
for
I,
sure.
Definitely. I've definitely been petty in my life, but I think it's annoying, and we shouldn't do it.
If it's too much, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like reality check.
Yeah.
We're 20, which I hate saying.
I know.
Like, do we really need to be doing this right now type of thing?
I absolutely hate drama.
Yeah, so I've never been one for the
drama. And it's always, like, small things that are, like, you didn't clean the dishes or, like,
right. I'm like, okay, really, food. I'll go clean them. It's not that big a deal.
In the grand scheme of things.
Right, there we go. It all comes back. Do we want to interview Bridget?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Speed time. No, I'm
speed
kidding.
Dating with Bridget. Oh, here we go, two cents
all
listeners.
All the single boys out here, she's available.
Oh, that's one of the questions. Are you single?
Oh, my bad.
I am
no,
single.
You're good. Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
Fun.
Specifically, Garden City.
Very nice.
you really want to get that into
York.
It.
you said that you're a senior.
I am a senior.
What's your major?
I'm majoring in public health and human service studies.
Fun. Do you, like, have an ideal job?
It's kind of fluctuated.
I know. I never want to ask, like, what are you doing? But, like, do you have something that you're interested in?
Yeah. It's kind of fluctuated. I've always, like, had a passion for helping people. So I've always thought that would be some kind of social work, counseling, profession. But I also know that I want to work with kids in some capacity. So figuring out what that is.
Yeah.
I could still see that.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like there's a ton of jobs that, like, I don't even know exist.
It's just, like, very general.
Right.
So it's hard to, like, exactly hone in on it. I've also thought that I might want to be, like, a preschool teacher. That's like,
cool.
A recent development. A recent breakdown, but it's fine. Getting there, senior year. It's coming. It's here, but.
You still got time.
I still got time, yeah.
I have absolutely no idea. That's even though it's, like, sophomore year.
Yeah.
I came into
You're
school.
Fine.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do PT, like, take all these science classes. Science is so hard.
This is terrible.
Props to you if you do science.
Yeah.
I actually applied to every other school other than Elon for nutrition and dietetics.
That'd be really cool, though.
Yeah.
That would.
But then Elon doesn't have that.
Okay.
So then when I applied to Elon, my parents were like, well, you can't just, like, apply. Like, you have to know what you're going to do there.
Yeah.
So I actually technically applied as an independent major to make my own nutrition, but obviously I'm not doing that anymore.
But I quit
did not
that.
Know what that entailed. Public health was how
yeah,
I found it.
I think you do, like, exercise science here or something, or, like.
Yeah. But I'm
not
a huge science gal myself,
yeah.
So.
Me neither.
Public health is perfect.
Although I am taking a science class for J-term.
What are you taking?
Environmental science through film.
Oh. What does that count for?
Non-lab science, I think.
I took my non-lab science last year.
I'm taking with, like, four other people. So
yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I think that
I took.
You'll definitely make it through.
I took AP Environmental Science in high school. It was horrible. But
you'll,
like,
definitely be fine then.
Yeah, then you'll be fine. I took Environmental Science here. It was terrible.
Oh.
It wasn't terrible. It was just, like, I'm not a huge science gal. And just, like, having to go to, like, the ponds every day.
Yeah.
Like, a Friday afternoon was not fun.
Oh, my
Wait,
gosh.
Wait, do you have to go to, like, the lake outside of Dan? I am always driving past and seeing these people, like, sticking things in the lake, and I never knew if it was for fun or for a class.
No, it's for environment. There's, you go to Marinell, Verona, or Elon Holmes, which is, like, past the Psych building.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds better than what I had to do in high school. We had a whole chapter on garbage.
Oh, stop. Oh, no.
We literally had to go to, like, a waste place or whatever and, like, stood in the area where the, like, garbage trucks dumped all the trash.
Oh, my God.
And then they were like, oh, wear hard hats. They were like, we haven't had a death in, like, 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, what did I sign up for?
Wait, excuse me?
That's wild.
It's, like, bound to happen soon if it's been 5 years. That's so stressful.
They were like, we're so proud of it.
Did you ask what the death was from? Because I think that would probably be my first question.
Yeah. I think I did, but I don't remember if they really answered.
Oh, that's true. They probably, like, can't say.
I think they were like, we can't tell you.
Right. High schooler, I'm not going to tell you what happened here.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Not funny. The death wasn't funny. No. But the situation is funny.
Oh, this is a funny one.
Okay.
First date story.
Oh. I need to think back. Wait. I'm picturing the person, but I can't remember the first date scenario. I think it was, we just went to the, okay, so it was this, so, in my high school, our prom situation, we had to, I asked a boy from a different high school.
Okay.
Who I didn't really know.
Ooh, which was risky.
I just shot my shot.
A friend's friend, or, you had a crush on this kid and just asked?
He was probably a friend's friend. We knew each other, but, had not spoken in probably years.
Okay.
And I just asked this boy, just one day, I was like, you know what, let's just go for it. Friends like, you. Yeah, do it. It was the coolest thing I've ever done.
Good job.
I just shot my shot. And then I was like, we were talking. He agreed to go to prom with me. And then I think we went to see a movie and dinner.
Before
it was
prom,
super normal, yeah,
to get to know each other. I totally know
it
that.
It was kind of awkward, as you can imagine. Oh, wait, it was not a movie. We actually went to get ice cream.
Aww.
Because I'm from Long Island, so I'm near a beach.
Okay.
Obviously, so we had to drive 30 minutes to this ice cream place by the
Lucky.
Beach. Yeah. And his car broke down in the parking lot of the ice cream place.
No.
And I didn't know what to do because it wasn't my car and I did not know this boy that well.
Right.
And he just kind of figured it out. I think somebody had to jump his car. It was a whole ordeal.
Aw, you think he was embarrassed?
I think he was really, really flustered.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Actually, that was the first date scenario, which is kind of funny. It wasn't the movies. Yeah.
Did he get a second date?
He did.
Oh!
He did. No. He was.
Any guys listening, hear that? Make your car die.
He was a nice boy. He was a nice boy. We don't speak anymore, but he was really nice. But yeah, his car did break down.
That's funny.
And it was kind of, and I was texting my friends in the car, what do I do? His car just broke down. But yeah, that was it. Good times.
I have a funny date story. It wasn't my first date. It was probably my second date.
Okay.
Different person though than the first time.
Wow.
But no.
I'm joking. You're fine.
I think it was junior year of high school or something. And I went on a date with this kid. We went to a coffee shop near me because I made him come up because he's from Mayo Pack or something.
Yeah, make him drive.
Yeah. He's got to work for it.
Exactly.
And then it was fine. It went really well. It wasn't a date. I don't know.
It was a hangout.
Yeah. But he paid for me and stuff.
It was a date, Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds like a date.
Whatever.
You know. He drove how many minutes to you?
40.
For ice cream?
For coffee
and paid for you. This is a date.
Is
yes.
A date.
Did you dress cute?
Oh no, we got food too. Just kidding.
That's even more of a date than just coffee.
Yeah,
that's true. It was a while ago, and then the date was fine. Everything was good. Then it was so funny. I guess we were talking. We both wanted to see a basketball game together, and then he was like, "I don't want a relationship right now," and I was like,
"On the first date, he said that?"
Yes, I was like, "I literally never
asked
you anything."
For one. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that, boys.
I just don't assume things. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. Did you ever go see a basketball game together?
No.
Aw.
Was
he nice? Or was
again.
He just like.
He was nice. He was a little.
How did you meet him?
Good question.
Hmm.
I don't know. He went to a brother school near me.
Oh, okay. Did you?
Because I went to a Catholic school.
Okay. Me too.
All girls.
Mine was not all girls. But
I think he was a friend of a friend.
Okay.
Something like that.
Fun.
Yeah.
He drove 40 minutes for coffee.
That's craziness.
He took a train?
Oh my God.
That's so much cuter. Mm. Oh. All right. Sarah's unimpressed.
She was
unimpressed.
I guess it wasn't. That's funny.
Well, my ex lived like 40 minutes away. And every time we hung out, I made him drive.
You're used to boys driving to come see you.
It's like expected. If you want a date, yeah,
you have to live 40 minutes away and come drive
and
to her.
And be able to drive to her.
I made him like come pick me up, then go to like a town like 30 minutes away.
Sarah, did you give him like gas money?
No, definitely
I
not.
Offered to pay for his food, but he paid for me. So
well, yeah, you always offered it,
right?
For it,
you always
you don't
have
actually
to be
like,
"Wait, no, I can do it myself."
No, I can pay for it with money I didn't bring. Yeah,
right. He but then like, they're like, "Okay," like, "Oh, actually, I don't have my wallet."
He was like a caddy over the summer, so he was like, "Don't worry, I'm making bank."
Oh, my brother was a caddy. He made so much money. Like, bought himself a car for his 16th birthday. Isn't that nuts?
That is nuts.
Yeah.
For his 16th birthday?
Yeah.
I think I probably had...
I mean, it was, like, used, but still.
Caddies make so much money.
He made so... And, like...
And tips,
I think
too.
He had, like, regulars, so they would come, and, like, even if it wasn't his turn, they'd be like, I want him. And that's then they'd, crazy. Like, give him extra money. Like, the minimum you could make was, like, $60. And then...
That's nice.
If you carry two bags, and, like, the minimum is $120, and then they'd tip you, like, hundreds of dollars... Just to carry their things. Oh, I'm taking golf next year or next semester. I'm so excited.
Golf. I got you. I'll teach you lessons.
I've never, ever played golf.
My dad and my brother do and like have always tried to get me to go with them. And I've always been like, no.
Yeah, my mom never. And my grandpa play and I hated it for years. And then I ended up joining the golf team at my high school.
Oh, really?
I'm kind of nervous. I just know I'm going to be that person that always misses and like hits
Here's
the grass.
Here's advice. For golf.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
this ring is, it
this
on.
Special segment.
It's not about how hard you swing.
Okay.
It's more about your form.
Okay.
So, and also.
You're
going
to have to help me, like, study.
Tutor.
Also, it matters where your head and your hips are.
Okay.
Your head has to always be looking at the ball. Like, don't turn your head as soon as you swing.
I just don't think I have that great of a hand-eye coordination.
That's fine.
Okay.
If you like,
do you think I'm going to be graded on how bad I am, or just if I like have the right form?
Well, I took tennis last year and I sucked, and we had to play matches against everybody in the class, and I lost every single match. I didn't win one, and I got an A in the class.
Okay,
we
that's
had, like, a
that's reassuring.
Final.
I think it's more like cool. About effort. Than
okay,
anything.
Yeah, it was fun.
I took tap last year.
That's cool.
Cool. And also the kind of same situation. Like I knew what I was doing because I tapped a little bit when I was younger, but also I was surrounded by musical theater majors and was like so intimidated. But yeah, it was like a written final and all turned out fine. I think I got an A.
My final was like, if a squirrel runs on the court, what do you do?
Oh my gosh.
Is that a joke? What do you do?
Do I remember that?
You just,
I
do
think
you
it's
stop?
Just like you
keep
wait.
Going, you never stop.
Hit it.
The show must go 10 on.
10 points.
Honestly, don't remember.
Oh, no. I remember why I got a good grade in tap. Because I was out for so many classes because I had my kidney stone and I couldn't do physical activity.
Oh, my God.
So I had to write one-page paper for each day I missed.
Oh,
it's
I actually
terrible.
Missed a lot of tennis.
Because oh, yeah.
I
because
had,
you
like,
hurt
a
your...
contusion on my...
What?
I remember that.
My shin.
I came
not
out.
Tell the story of that. On
no,
the podcast
I came out and said hi to you. Do you remember the day I came and visited you because you were sitting on the sidelines of your tennis class?
Oh yeah.
I forget who
I was
with.
Literally limping.
Margaret,
there.
Probably.
Yeah, because it was near East.
Right. Yeah, my windows looked out over the tennis court.
I was limping and I came to class and she was like, "You don't have to come. You're fine." Like I gave her the sheet. It like literally showed. What is a contusion? What is an abrasion?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I got it.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to, like, I had a kidney stone, and I wasn't going to walk all the way from East to the Center for the Arts at 8 a.m. three times a week and just sit there and watch people tap. Like, it was just, didn't make sense for me to show up. Yeah. So I emailed my professor, but the tap professor here is, like, 82.
Oh,
so
wow.
He doesn't use email. So I was sending him emails, and there was just no one receiving them. So I just had to show up one day after, like, I didn't have to get surgery, but, like, I had to have, like, a procedure. And I just had to, like, show up and be like, hi, this is why I was gone. Like, I physically couldn't walk over here.
Wow. They should, like, really invent something where, like, they have, like, little, like, iPads or laptops. So, like, if you can't come in, like, you can, like, FaceTime in. And, like, face the professor.
Like, a little, like robot.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Because there's, like, a lot of unexcused absences for, like, classes. Mm-hmm. You when get, you, like, one or two.
When you started that sentence, I kind of started picturing, you ever been to Chili's? Or, like,
Yes.
Like, instead of a waitress, you can, like, order from that thing.
Pay on, like, the tablet.
Like, if they had one of those in class and you could just, like, pop up, like, Courtney's not coming to class today.
Or, like, a walking around one that, like, wheels around. Like,
just have a robot come tap for me.
Try to tap.
You know that thing in Stop and Shop that's weird? It's, like, the safety robot.
Yes, I do.
Also, what is a safety robot going to do?
What is that?
You've never seen
that?
No. When you go home, go to Stop and Shop.
Okay, I'll make sure I make
it. Is it that or is it like giant?
It's like big.
No, big, not like giant, the adjective, like the grocery store giant.
I've never heard
I've
of
never
giant.
I've never heard of a giant.
Is that not a thing in New York?
No.
Oh, okay. Then ignore me.
I did not know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have Stop and Shop?
But you probably know what
it is. I think probably. Yeah, I've definitely heard of it. I think probably, but my family's more of an Acme type of family.
We have Acme,
okay.
Too.
Cool.
I don't have acne.
Oh, it doesn't stretch that far.
But it's like a big, like, rectangular thing that's like 7 feet tall on wheels.
It follows you around, right?
And it has, like, googly eyes that follows.
What? No.
Stalker.
Let me see if I can find a picture of it.
What is the purpose of it?
It's supposed to be like a safety scanning thing.
For safety for what?
I wonder, is it like videoing
I
you?
Don't know. I think.
Like making sure you're not stealing something?
It was like to ensure your safety at the supermarket. But like
I feel safe. I'm good. Yeah. Like I would not like that.
Oh, I found it. It does have googly eyes.
It has a name too.
Oh, and this sticker looks like a smile. It's giant. Oh, yeah. I was right. I think giant and Stop and Shop are probably the same thing.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's terrifying. If you're listening, like look it up because you'll be.
All you have to Google is Stop and Shop robot.
I kind of want to print so that scary. Out. And
how
like
is
put
that a thing?
Look,
this one has like
has
a Fools. Warning sticker that's like a smile.
I really. It looks like Gumby.
Yes, it does.
With a unibrow.
But I'm pretty sure it like follows you around.
That would make me feel unsafe. Not safe.
I was, like, literally in the supermarket at home with my mom, and, like, she was talking to me, and I was, like, looking at the thing, and she was like, oh, yeah, you've never seen that? I was like, no.
I don't like that. No.
Okay, I have to stop looking at them. It's actually freaking me out.
Come up with that.
What?
How do we even, like, talk about that?
Yeah, well,
how did we get
got
here?
So off topic. What is happening?
Off topic.
This always happens, though.
It happens. What was the last question?
Oh, yeah.
You asked me my first date, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, do you want
first date?
I've only been on one date, so he knows who he is if he's listening. So sorry.
You've been exposed.
It didn't go well.
No. I was not.
Not he's the nicest. Like, okay. So nice. He went on to date one of my friends after me, like, still in the friend group. Very nice. It just didn't.
Was this last year?
Hit it off. No, this was in high school.
I thought you were going to say, like,
No. Do not worry about that. You do not know him. It was fine. We went to the movies. Don't do that on a first date.
Don't do it. Yeah.
That's the best advice I can give you, actually. Because
you don't speak.
No. You can't speak. And, like, there's, like, a divider in between you, so it's not like you could even, like, hold hands without it. I was a freshman, so what, you're like 14. Like, I was so
awkward.
Might as
well be a mute at that point.
Right. And
sorry
then...
if you're a mute.
Sarah, what?
Sorry if you're
that's right.
mute.
We can edit that out.
Please don't edit that out.
It's kind of funny. You should leave it in.
So we went to the movies. We saw The Maze Runner.
Okay.
Sarah's laughing so hard, I'm going to give her a minute.
We get it, Sarah. You think you're funny. Okay? We get it.
That's another piece of advice. Always laugh harder at your jokes than people.
I feel like that's not good
advice. That's not good advice.
I feel like you shouldn't laugh harder.
I'm kidding.
Are not you really. Though? Okay.
Okay, I'm
no,
good.
You're
just
good.
Give me a second.
You're good.
She's like a walk.
I want you. Anyone who can't see her, like, she's laughing so hard.
But she's not making any noise.
Oh my gosh, my eyes are tearing.
She's
up.
Crying.
Okay, continue with your story. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
She's like actually crying.
She can't stop.
But she's not making any noise. Just, her mouth is just open, like she's laughing. But it's like you muted her.
Karma. We saw The Maze Runner. Which is a good movie.
Nice action-packed film.
It's action-packed.
A little bit of romance.
Yeah, but here's the deal. The main character was Dylan O'Brien.
Yeah.
So attractive.
Stunning.
So I'm sitting here like, I'm on a date with this boy, but this guy's so much cuter.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we went to get ice cream. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know until I got my ice cream that he wasn't getting ice cream.
That's awkward.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then he, it was for like a sport. He was like watching his like calorie intake or something, but like,
oh,
he like for, I think he was a wrestler.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So he like, couldn't gain weight for his meat. So like no ice cream, which is fine. But like, why didn't you tell me?
You didn't have to get ice cream. Like,
right. One, you didn't have to buy me ice cream. And two, well, I love ice cream, so thank you for buying me ice cream. But two,
now I want ice cream.
I have a cookout milkshake in my fridge or in my freezer. I'm so excited to go home.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
no, you're fine. see how distracted I get with ice cream. So like, I just had to eat my ice cream while like he was watching me eat my ice cream. And after that, I had to tell him in the hallway, I don't really think we should go on any more dates.
You told him right then and there?
No. The next, like, so okay. We went out probably, like, over the weekend, and then on Monday, I had to be like, yeah, I'm gonna call it quits here.
I thought you were like, yeah, this is just not gonna
work out. No,
like,
I was nice.
As he drops you off.
Also, we were freshmen in high school, so his dad had to pick us up and take us home. And it was so awkward, because I'm on the ride home, like, how am I gonna tell this kid I don't like him?
In front
not
of
don't like him. Very nice boy. Again, so friendly. We're friends, but like, not like that. And his dad was like, "You should come over to our house one time. We'll make you like spaghetti and meatballs. You like meatballs?" And I'm like, "Yep." Like, in the bag. But I'm like, "Please don't invite me over. I'm not gonna be with your son after like this week." It was bad. It was really awkward. Wow. And then like his dad got out of the car and met my family.
Oh, the whole.
And I was like, this is our first and only date, and I was the only one that knew it. And it was just a really uncomfortable situation.
I feel like first dates just
they
never
go
well.
They never go well.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, I don't know, maybe like 40 going on a first date. That's really like sad, but like
if you like are experienced on Sarah, stop insulting our possible listeners.
You're insulting our 40-year-old listeners.
Where
it's okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Stop! Oh my gosh. I feel like maybe if you've been on a lot of first dates, maybe you're like better because you know what to expect.
If you're like friends before, and then you're like
that's true. Because then it's just like hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then maybe it gets awkward because you're like.
Yeah. Well, like I went on a date with a boy that was a friend turned something else, and it wasn't awkward. Like, it was actually
that's good.
Fun.
Oh.
We don't speak anymore. But
that's not the second person you've said that about, but we're not counting.
Yeah, we don't okay.
I but feel yeah. you, girl.
But yeah, it wasn't, the date wasn't weird.
Good.
It was actually
that's
fun.
Something to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another question. What advice would you give a friend if they said that they didn't want to be single anymore?
But they didn't want to be single anymore?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I feel like as a senior, I can tackle this question because...
Tackle it. Let's
hear
it.
I feel like it's been happening to a lot of my friends, including myself. But
happens to the best of
happens
us.
It's not a senior thing. It's like
it's every person. Thing, so should not every say human that. Being thing.
But I think my advice would just be to put yourself out there. Like, which is obviously easier said than done. But I think if you're actively like, I don't know, if there's somebody that you like... Talk to that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, that's all I can really, that's all I can really say. Just put yourself out there. Also, don't look for a relationship. Just look for, like, connection. I don't know. But, yeah, I would say put yourself out there. What would you say?
Don't be so shy. You gotta
well,
set yourself
not
out
always
there.
Like
well, like,
a,
so no, like, what if shy okay, people want it? What quiet. If they're shy? Shy people get boyfriends.
No. I don't mean, like, shy people. I mean, like, Court's, like, waiting for me to say something bad.
I'm not. I'm leaning away from the microphone just in case I make a noise again.
I think maybe I know what you're saying.
Let me rephrase that.
Like, don't be timid.
Like,
just go for
it. Like you said, put yourself out there. Like, so many people are like, oh, I think that guy is so cute. Like, and then you're like, okay, go talk to them. They're like, no.
That's me.
I think that's, like, every girl. Like, I've definitely, like, been like that, too.
Yeah, like, been like what?
Bridget's like trying to get something out of me.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm just trying to like see what's like, going on.
I mean, normally I will go talk to them.
Uh-huh.
Depends on the circumstances. Mm-hmm. But like, if you think somebody's cute and you want to talk to them, like, go for
just
it.
Just do it, yeah. I also think it's out. Like...
Right. The worst they can say is no.
Yeah, that's, and that's true. Not so bad.
Hurt your ego a little, but like, you'll move on.
It's like a hard
will it matter in a year? No.
Exactly. It won't matter in a year. You'll forget about it. Maybe you won't, but no,
and
you
and expect
will.
The worst.
Expect the worst.
Well, don't go walk up to a boy like, hi, I like you, expecting them to be like, you're disgusting.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
Walk away now.
I also think that, I don't know, I think just like, I find like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, when people put themselves out there, like, to you, like, how do you respond? Like, I feel like typically I'm like,
at the worst, cool. I'm flattered.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like, not so bad.
Yeah.
Putting yourself out there.
That's true.
I also think it's important, though, like, you can't just not want to be single. I feel like it's kind of important to have someone you like.
Yes.
To make you not single anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just be like, relationship now. Like,
and like the first
boy,
person who's available.
Take me on a date. You yeah. know what I mean?
Literally, when you're looking for something, you most likely won't find anything.
That's good
yeah.
advice.
Yeah.
That's the best advice you said all day.
Wow. Like, if you go into it with like no expectations and then you meet somebody and then like mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
Probably also, don't drop your standards if you're like looking. Because, I mean, don't have like impossible standards, but also don't be like, well, he likes me, so I said yes. Like,
wow, really, like, coming for me.
I'm coming at myself, to be real. But, yeah.
That's how I was with my ex. I shouldn't say anything mean. He doesn't go here, but, like.
Will he listen?
Probably
hi,
not.
If you're it's listening.
I don't know, man.
No. Anyway, I liked his friend.
Oh.
And then.
Before you started dating him or while you were dating
before.
Him?
Before. Okay. No.
Okay.
And then, like, I was talking to his friend, but his friend didn't like me. And then he ended up liking me, and I was like, oh, all right, I'll give him a chance. And yeah. I never really, liked him, but yeah. I was like, mm-hmm. oh, why not?
But also, like, it's important to give them a chance. It's that's such true. A hard thing, because, like, you don't want to play with someone's feelings. You're not trying to lead them on, like, lead right. someone on, but you also don't want to, like, you never know. Maybe you like them. Maybe you'll eventually like them. It's
that's
so, it's
also
so tricky.
Good advice. Like, don't turn somebody down if you don't think they're cute. Or
as
like,
Sarah said last episode, don't judge a book by its color. She learned very quickly that that's
maybe
not
the same. Maybe I should be a mute on this podcast. Just be court and...
We'll just, we actually just turned your microphone off. Sorry.
I think there's something to be said for, like, maybe you don't think that, like, the person at first, but then, like, once you get to know them better, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, actually, I can see myself, like, really getting along well with this person and, like, having a connection with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely something to be said for, like, someone who's more attractive because of their mm-hmm. personality.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
I fully believe that.
Yes. So, boys out there with good personalities.
Don't sleep on them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Really don't.
I have a great question for Bridget.
Oh, yay.
And we can answer, too.
Okay.
Okay.
What's what do you look for most in a guy? Like,
perfect.
What kind okay. of characteristics? Or, like, you could say one. It doesn't have
okay,
to be
okay, so,
bunch.
I feel like my only, like, physical characteristic is, as I mentioned earlier, I am a tall gal, and I typically look for a boy that is taller than me.
Makes sense. Makes
which
sense.
Is a common thread in my life. But, not a common thread, but it's something that I'm attracted to. Second, and, like, mostly, probably more important, like, a good personality, somebody who's, like, funny, mm-hmm. and, like, I definitely find that very attractive.
Oh, I agree.
Like
I totally agree.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like somebody who's like outgoing, super easy, just like to get along with.
Laugh at my jokes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make jokes back. You can't just laugh at me. You know what I mean? Like it's got to be like yeah. a.
That's true.
I'm also not like a very like PDA kind of person. Like I don't
me
like that.
Me neither.
PDA
so
is not
somebody's
okay.
like really trying. I don't like it.
No.
I just have not. I never.
I've never been a touchy-feely person.
I'm
even
not
with
either.
Like my friends.
Yeah, my friends are like, why don't you want to like cuddle?
Like, if I like, instigate it, yeah. then it's fine because like I'm in the mood. But like, don't just come cuddle in my bed.
Yeah,
Bridget
no.
has a soft spot for me though.
Oh, good. Yeah. Happy for you too.
From far away, but Sarah,
that was
yeah.
a very like uncomfortable like,
very
tap on the shoulder.
Just on the shoulder. No, but I think somebody I don't like people that are like touchy feely or mm-hmm. like,
yeah.
I don't know, like visibly like I just. I don't like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, one of my favorite couples, I think
like
they're still together.
Thing.
I guess I should reach out and ask. Are like,
ooh.
I know, I'm pretty sure they are. They were the grade below me in high school, but like, if you didn't know that they were dating, like, mm-hmm. you would just think they were best friends in like a situation.
I like that.
Me too.
Me
yeah.
too.
That's
I have a friend
kind of
like that.
Yeah.
I have a friend like that, like.
Totally agree.
Don't have, but look for.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. My friend, actually, she's like, never mind, like, to most things. I'm like, no, like, do this. And her mom's mm-hmm. like, no, do this. And she's like, eh. So, like, she liked this boy, and he liked her freshman year. And okay. neither of them did
Here
anything.
Or freshman year of high school?
High school.
Okay.
Neither of them did anything together. Then I was, like, with her one day, and she was like, oh, I don't know who I'm going to take to junior prom, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ask him. And her mom was like, ask him. Like,
right.
You never know.
Yeah.
She finally asked him. I was like, I'm stealing your phone. And her mom was like, yeah, give it to Sarah. So, like, she asked him to junior prom. And then he was so excited. He asked her back to his prom. They started dating.
So cute.
And they've been dating ever since.
Good
and they
for them.
Act like best friends.
Yeah.
And he is the nicest guy ever. Yay. He, like, worships
her. So happy
her.
For her.
That's nice.
And him.
Yeah.
Yay.
We love that kind of story.
If you're listening.
Sarah, what do you look for in a boy?
Definitely has to be funny. I agree, taller than me.
Like, not to be that person, but yeah, like, that is something that I have right. typically looked for.
I feel like most guys want a girl that's shorter than them, too.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's rare that yeah. you see, like, a girl and a guy together. That
I
like,
don't know if boys, like, actively think that.
I don't think they do either.
Like, they might just, like, it might just happen that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think the guys are just like,
yeah,
she must be shorter than me. Like, I don't.
Oh, she's 1 inch taller than me. I can't.
Right. I don't know if they think too much about that. Yeah. But also, we're not boys. So.
Yeah, I can't yeah. speak for
can't
all boys.
Really
so
speak for that.
And also, like, I feel like it kind of has to be, like, two-way street with, like, talking and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you're having a one-sided conversation or, like, the guy is putting in all the work, then I feel like it's just, like, not working.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody that, like, wants to make an effort
yeah.
with
yeah,
you
totally.
Making an effort.
That's fair. What about you?
I'm 5'4", so it's not really been too, like, I feel like, yeah, a guy who's taller than me, but that's not difficult for most guys. But also, if you're, like, my height, it's mm-hmm. never really, I don't really care. But funny is a definitely, I think we've all said that, but, like, that's,
yeah.
personality yeah. and being funny is huge.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be a comedian, but, like.
No, just somebody, like, yeah. a good sarcasm,
yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you, like. You don't necessarily have to be, like, book smart, but, like, have something that you're, like, excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I don't know how to, like, I don't know. It's, like, cute when they're, like, yeah, I really like this. And they're, like, okay, like, tell me about it.
Yeah. You're
trying hard at something.
Yeah.
Anything.
Okay, I think that's, I don't have, like,
yeah,
much, like, physical. If you have a good smile, I will crush, like, harder. You know what I mean? I'd be, like, oh.
You sound like Teen Vogue or something.
Yeah, that's a good smile. I'll yeah, crush
hard. But yeah, that's all. I'm not very picky.
I don't think I am either.
Yeah,
no.
I don't. Just somebody who's like.
I ain't got no type.
Again, second time in
the beautiful voice of Sarah.
Oh, I have said that.
You sang that in the last episode too.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like. Most just people, like, say they have a type.
Yeah.
But then if they, like, have a good guy or good girl that
right.
comes around,
you're not
going to
be like, sorry, I can't. He's not my type.
Yeah. Wait, let me check my type. Never mind.
Right.
Nobody's going
to
do
you
that.
You don't check the boxes, even though you're a really nice guy that wants to hang out with me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
True.
So if you have, like, a close guy friend that, like, wants a girl's attention.
Okay.
What would you tell him to do?
That wants a girl's attention?
Yeah.
It's a hard
or, like,
crush.
If he's, like, has a crush on a girl, like, what would you be, like, well, maybe you should do this?
As I feel like I've given a boy this advice about a girl.
Okay.
That he liked. I'm trying to think. I know that I have, but I'm trying to think exactly the scenario. I think I was just, like, oh, no, I definitely have. I think I was just kind of, like, just, like, be nice to her, like, show mm-hmm. her attention, like, I don't know. This doesn't really apply to this.
Secret, we love attention.
Yeah.
Like, we love attention. No, honestly, like, tell her, like, she looks nice. Mm-hmm. Or, like, just be, like, I mean it, obviously. But, like.
Right.
I don't know. Just show her attention. Pay her, like, a little extra attention.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if you guys. This made me think of something. I don't think it's off topic, but it might be. But have you guys ever seen New Girl?
Yes.
And the episode, like, the wedding, when it's, they're, like, Biden her.
Maybe.
So, okay, so basically they're like, they tell Jess, they're
yes.
this really attractive.
Yes, 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 yes.
The best man, and they want Jess to, like, hook up with him.
It's like, be there, right?
It's like,
okay,
just be
great,
there.
Great, great. Yes,
just
I remember.
Be there, and that's what made me think of it. But yeah, they're like, Biden him. And she's like, what? And they're like, no, just be there.
Yeah.
When he goes to get a drink, be there. When he goes to get food, be there.
That's a psychology smart. Thing, too. Just, like, pure proximity and, like, how yeah. often you're with someone, like, they're more mm-hmm. likely to catch some type of feelings for mm-hmm. you.
The propinquity effect.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow. Academic weapon over there.
It's true, though, because the more you see somebody and right. the closer you are mm-hmm. to them,
the more, like, you consider it.
Like, don't be creepy, but I think if you're just, like,
yeah, always around, don't follow them around.
Like,
yeah.
Occasional, like, positive affirmation. Yeah. That's always nice. No girl is not going to like that.
No.
It's true. Also, I have something, advice, like...
Just you don't have to introduce it. Just go for it.
No, because, like, it might sound bad.
Is it going to be mean? We can edit it out if it's terrible.
We'll just...
It's not mean, but, like, I think for a guy, you can't be overly too nice to a girl. Because then
I
they might take advantage
of it. I agree
with that. I agree with that as well.
Like, you have to be, not mean, but, like, a little bit, like...
You could have a little, like, banter.
Hold your own.
Yeah.
I stand by that, yeah.
I didn't know how it would come out.
No, I
think that a lot of other people besides the three of us in this room would agree with that as well.
Relationship experts.
Right,
over here.
Yeah. Clearly, we're experts.
Because then, like, if a guy's too nice, you're like, oh, like,
he's so cute.
He's cute. And yeah. then you're, like, not really, like, into him. You're just like, oh, he's a sweetie, like, yeah. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to hug you, and that's
right.
it.
Yeah. But also, like, don't be mean.
Yeah,
because that's not
like
that's
that.
Not what we mean.
No,
some
yeah,
girls
don't
like that.
Right. mean. There's a happy medium almost.
Yeah,
like
it's true.
Which may sound
like
bad.
Don't just be like a doormat. You know yeah. what I mean? Like I can do whatever, and you'll just be like, okay, mm-hmm. sure, I'll follow along.
Like yeah.
you
gotta, I feel like same for girls too, though.
Oh, for sure,
oh, definitely.
So a guy or a girl, you could take that.
Yeah,
advice.
This is right. like, this is anyone.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast
you.
Today, Bridget.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. Did it fulfill your podcast dreams?
It did. Honestly.
Really?
Oh,
you're
wow.
always welcome back.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I'll be back. If that's what people want, that's what people will get.
Yeah, totally.
We should make a poll. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe. Well, you can find out if we make a poll on our tentative Instagram account
yeah,
that we will be making eventually.
I guess
we just got our cover
say,
art.
We'll let you know like when we make it. But
well,
like,
right.
Cover
I feel like
art?
Yeah.
yeah,
so professional.
I know.
Cool. I'll show you.
Yeah,
it's a big time.
The
baby.
C is a sense sign, and
don't tell them.
And the S is a surprise.
You can put it together.
Yeah, it has to do with money because we're 2 cents. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
So I'm gonna say happy Thanksgiving.
Eat good food.
We won't
get stuffed.
We won't have an episode next Tuesday.
No,
because. We'll be on break eating.
Don't miss us too much.
Don't miss us too much. If you really miss us, go to our Instagram page and send us some things to talk about for when to get back.
Yeah, please send us some content. You can DM us some advice or some like burning questions that you have. And you, like we said, we'll always keep it anonymous.
Right, because 2 cents in, 2 cents out. Cha-ching. Cha-ching.